This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Well, hi and welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and this is an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. And this episode is being brought to you by Media Angels. MediaAngels.com is my publishing company, and I invite you to go and visit, and you will find lots of great books. Well, today I'm going to talk to you about faith and what you believe. You know, the recent shootings, and they continue on as of this recording in 2015, there have been a lot of different incidences, whether on a campus or even in a church, where a gunman has shot people. And whether it is because of faith or not really remains a mystery in some cases. And so the question that I've been thinking about and talking to my kids about is faith and, you know, whether or not they would die for their faith. And I know, you know, we talk about this in the sense of, you know, a self-righteousness in a way, you know, as Christians, you know, and my kids would say something like, well, of course we would, wouldn't you, Mom? And while we think that, of course we would, you know, die for our faith if we were asked, and that would be the only reason we would be permitted to live, as if we would deny Christ, we really have to seek God in everything and every day. And so that brings me to the question of what do you believe? And there's been a lot of talk about kids losing their faith when they leave home and why that is. And so part of this episode today is for the adults, and to talk about, just talk to you, Mom and Dad, about your faith and what it is you believe. And this is more of an episode of questions than it is answers. The teacher in me tends to ask a lot of questions. And the reason for this is just like we can't impart our faith into our kids as their faith, and I'll explain that in a minute, we also have to be able to fine-tune what it is we believe so that we have that unshakable faith that really and truly is a gift of the Holy Spirit. And so the questions I want to ask today are these. The first is, what do you believe? The second is, why do you believe this? The third is there a God? And the fourth is, if so, what does this mean for your life? And I'm sure all of you, or many of you, never say all, have considered these questions deeply at some point in your life. And so, you know, for a Christian, we know exactly what we believe. We know why we believe this. We do believe there is a God. And because we believe in God, for most of us, it is a freeing thing. A lot of people think that religion or faith or belief in God means you can't have any more fun in your life because you have to give up all the things you want to do. And in essence, faith in God gives you great freedom because your hope is in Him and your faith is in Him. And it's not in the things that you you know, acquire in life or the people that you surround yourself with or, you know, any kind of status that you have in life. Your faith and your hope is in God. And so the thing I want you to think about today is, where did you find your faith? At what point in your life? You know, some of us have that date where you've actually accepted the Lord into your heart, and you have an exact date, and, you know, you keep that maybe in your Bible, or, you know, you've re-accepted the Lord, or however you know, whatever date that is, you know, whether it has been a baptism or, you know, entry into a church, whatever that is for you in your life, you have that date. And for others, it was more of a soul searching. It was a time in silence when the Lord came to you. And our faith, whether we know it or not, is really a gift from God. It is for all who are open to that gift, but many do not accept it. And so you can really find that true, deep, convicting faith, that faith that would surpass the question of, you know, would you die if you were asked that question? That comes in silence, and that comes from the Holy Spirit, and it is given as a gift from God. It's that unshakable faith that no matter what happens in your life, you're still going to hold on to God. And there are so many stories, and the first are those in the Bible after the crucifixion of Christ and, you know, after his resurrection, when he appeared to the apostles in the upper room, and that Holy Spirit came and gave them, you know, the extra grace that they needed at that time, you know, to speak in various languages and to go out and to proclaim the word of God, despite their fear of being martyred for their faith. And many were. And that's one of the first evidence that Christians have that Jesus really was who he said he was, because so many were martyred and died for their faith. And they wouldn't have if that wasn't true. And so we ask today for that kind of faith. And, you know, as parents, we have to be able to articulate that faith. And it's difficult. My husband is very private about his faith. You know, he has a very, very deep faith. And when I first met him, I saw evidence of that. And yet he isn't at the beginning of our marriage, and even at the beginning of having kids and so forth, it seemed like I was the one who kept saying, you know, we need to pray with our kids, or we need to pray together, or we need to, you know, get our Bibles out. And I've watched him grow through the years where he's the one who instigates that now, which makes me really happy. And I remember at one time early on in our marriage, I wasn't very... let's put it this way. I didn't do it with a whole lot of gracefulness. So I remember opening my Bible and pointing out some scriptures where it talked about, you know, the head of the family. And basically I told my husband he was shirking his responsibility, which wasn't a very nice thing to do. But I was really upset and angry. And of course, later then had to ask forgiveness, which I seemed to have to do a lot. And he was really good about it, and I was not upset back. And I think, you know, God gave him that grace then to be able to deal with me. But, you know, a lot of times we women get upset because we have to be the leaders. And it, you know, truthfully, while we would love our husbands always to be the leaders of our family and especially to lead in prayer, sometimes it comes through a process. And I know for me, and that's why I'm sharing the story with you, that it came to our family, but it took time. And for me, you know, I was ready to shout it from the rooftops. I was ready to start praying for people and lay hands and, you know, pray for healing. And I had an experience where I was able to witness prayers where people were being healed. And I was so excited about that, and I just wanted everybody to know about it. So, you know, we're so different. And my husband always says that, you know, it's so wonderful that God made us all different, because, you know, there are, you know, this cohesiveness and this difference that God has brought together, you know, for those who love him and in the Christian walk. And so sometimes when we're private about our faith, or we're shouting it off the rooftops, you know, we can either, if we're private about our faith, our kids may see our example, but then you may not, you know, articulate it to them. If you're shouting it out from the rooftops, you may overwhelm them. So, you know, there has to be this balance. And I know that a lot of times we articulate our faith to our kids, And part of our reason for homeschooling for many of us is to have a godly home. We want to raise godly kids. We want to raise, you know, world changers and have a biblical worldview and all of that. But we are so busy talking to our kids that a lot of times I'm not so sure they hear us. And so when we come back after this short break, I want to talk about faith and your kids and different ways that you can penetrate that wall they sometimes put up.
Are you looking for a Bible study for the entire family? Well, I created one after searching for months for a study that would encourage my family to have group discussions, teach life truth, as well as point to God as creator. So, since I couldn't find one, I created one, Homeschooling with Proverbs. I didn't want to zoom through the book of Proverbs in 1 month, as some suggest. Instead, I wanted to savor and meditate on the words and have the entire family on the same page. If you want a Bible study written for the entire family with specific audios and activities from pre-K to adult, look no further. This set can be used studying one lesson per month or completed in 9 months or sooner. The option is yours. In this set, you will find audios, printables, and when completed, you and your children will have a beautiful keepsake notebook. Visit homeschoolingwithproverbs.com for more information and begin studying the book of Proverbs. Allow God's word to speak to you.
Well, hi and welcome back. My name is Felice Gerwitz and this is an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. And today in this episode, I am talking to you about faith and what do you believe. And, you know, if some of you were ready to hear what I believe or, you know, what I think, I'm sorry to disappoint you because a lot of this is for you to be thinking about what you can bring to your family. And I've done other shows where I've talked about, you know, taking a stand on different things. And one of them is a family verse. And that's one of the questions I want to ask you, Mom and Dad. Do you have a family verse? And for our family, it's Joshua 24:15. And it's, you know, we can paraphrase it, but it's, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And again, depending on the translation that you use. And we have a plaque up that also states that. And I just love it because it's a reminder to our entire family of what we stand for. But like I said before we went to break, a lot of times we talk at our kids. We use Bible curriculum. We may have time to read the Bible. And I think one of the best things that I ever did with my kids was give them a journal and have them journal each day after they read their scriptures. And, you know, we did an Old Testament class and we did a New Testament class. And I had the kids, you know, work through all of the books of the Bible. But that's not necessarily what faith is. Faith is not just reading scripture, although, you know, the word of God is a two-edged sword. And many times that word will pierce the heart and will bring us to faith and conversion. But one of the things I was really shocked about lately, but the Lord just called it to mind so clearly, and that was that, you know, the eyes are said to be the gateway of the soul. And one of the ways that you can look at your kids and understand where they are in their life at this point, you know, whether it's rebellion or whether it is, you know, some sort of issue that you're having with them or wall that they've put up, is when you're talking to your kids, are they looking at you? Are their eyes focused on you or are they looking away? And if your kids are looking away, and I have a child that we have struggled over the years with this, and if they are looking away, that is a form of rebellion. And I would always preface with, "Look at me." And one of the things I started doing when I would talk to this child is I started, and I would say, "Look at me," and they would look at me and then look away. And I would just not say anything until they looked at me. And every time they looked away, I stopped talking. until they understood that if they were not looking at me, it was just going to prolong the process. And, you know, some kids are very stubborn. And so we have to pray against that, and we have to pray for our children, which I'm sure we all do. But one of the things that, you know, I found with my teens is that a lot of times kids have their parents' faith. And I would ask them at times, is your faith yours or is it mom and dad's? And they would say, well, of course it's my faith. And so, you know, I would challenge them to be silent and listen and go to the Lord. And then I remember one time my kids said to me, and this is about 3 years ago. And one of my kids said to me, how do you know that you can hear God? Or how do you know in prayer that it is the Lord? And I said, you know, that's really a good question. So I tried to explain it like this. And I explained to the kids that if I would pray and read scripture and, you know, and just get myself in the presence of the Lord, and I would pray for a specific thing, and then I would just listen, and I would jot down, you know, what came to mind. And I said, you know, everything that comes to mind is not from God. But every once in a while, you feel something, and you feel inspired, and sometimes it's not even a feeling. And so you write that down, and you think about it, and you ponder it, and you just don't necessarily just go act on it. And, you know, they still weren't getting it. So I wrote a short story for them, and please pray for me because it's still not published. But I am at some point, and I'm praying that it's, I'm recording this in 2015, and I hope to have it out before December 2014, or 2015, I'm sorry. I don't even know what year it is. And so I'm really praying to have it done. It was done for my kids, and they read it, and they liked it. But it's just a short story about hearing God and hearing the Lord in your heart and being able to act on that and what that means and how that is different for each person. And so one of the reasons, the ways I explained it, and these were my younger kids that were asking, is several situations, and one that happened with my older kids at one point. And I may have told this story before, and one of my sons was struggling, my oldest, and he was struggling with an obedience issue. And so, you know, he was 20 and living at home and, you know, was telling me that he was an adult and so forth and so on. And he had just bought a pickup truck, and it wasn't new. It was used, but it could have, you know, it was a couple of years old, and it was really nice. And so I had asked him to hang his keys where all of us hang our keys on the way out the door. In case somebody needs to move a car, the keys are handy. And he didn't do it. And, you know, for whatever reason, he wanted to keep his keys because it was his truck in his room. And his room was upstairs. So if we needed to move his truck, it was this big ordeal. Well, the end of the story is that I remember praying to the Lord and just saying, you know, Lord, what do I do about this? And I was really frustrated. My son walked in, and I remember saying to him in anger, you know what? I am so upset with you. I don't even know what to do right now, but I'm going to pray about it. And he rolled his eyes at me. And so I went to prayer, and I immediately got, take the keys away. And I thought, really? Like, that's going to make any big difference? And so, you know, I kind of tested it and said, really, Lord, is this from you? If it's not from you, let it go away in the name of Jesus. And so I just waited, and I still felt really strongly that I should do that. So I confronted my son, and I said, I need your car keys. And he wanted to know why and so forth. And I just said to him, remember I told you I would pray? And I really feel like the Lord saying that you're to give us your car keys. And he said, oh, are you going to hang it in the laundry room? And I said, no, I'm going to, you know, take this in my room. And it really upset him. And we were able, you know, once he calmed down, you know, we were able to talk about it. And I used that very frequently. It was a very effect, not necessarily taking away the keys, but the fact that I pray to the Lord when I don't know what to do with my children. And he gives me this sense of what I should do, and the sense of peace comes with it. And my kids know, all five of them now, that if mom is going to pray for a discipline from the Lord, that it's not going to be something they're going to be happy with, and it's going to be very effective. Because sometimes we don't know, but God knows. God knows their heart. And so that's just one little example that I can share with you of ways that God makes our faith real for our kids. And so the biggest thing, parents, that I can say, that the reason that kids stray from their faith is because they don't have any time to think. They don't have, and I've done episodes about this, about giving your kids time to think. And that means unplugging. That means all of the cell phones and the digital devices and the computers and the televisions and the games. They all have to be put away. I will tell you that I know I'm, here I am, podcast woman, and I own this podcast network that this podcast is coming to you from. But what I will tell you is that I really, really, really dislike television, dislike computers, dislike digital devices, because it takes us away from that time to just really kick back, enjoy each other, and enjoy life. And so many times these devices get in the way. I have been known to leave my house and leave my cell phone home. I have been known to be off of social media for an entire day and not even check my emails. And I have a business that is internet-based. And sometimes I get these frantic emails. And, you know, it's, at times I just have to pull away. I just have to pull away. So if you have that, you know, ability, please do that, my friends. Because in that silence, God can come to you. And he can minister to you, and he can bring you that peace, that love, and that joy that we seek so much of the time. And if your kids don't have that downtime, then it's really difficult for them to find God. You know, at times I feel like religion is a cause. It's something we embrace because it's the right thing to do. And I feel like so many kids do that. They get involved. You know, I've talked to people that said, oh, yes, you know, I was really involved in church and I did youth group and I was this and I was that and I did all the stuff at church. And then the minute they got to college, they lost their faith. Well, it's not faith that was ever had if they've lost their faith. And so I challenge you, I challenge all of you who are listening to this today, what do you believe? Why do you believe this? And if you believe there is a God, what does this mean to you? Many times, we have to be able to articulate our faith to our kids, and we have to be able to allow them to articulate their faith to us. And if they say to you, I don't know, then say, well, when you do know, come talk to me about it. And really, parents, you know, talk to your kids about faith. Ask them to spend the time to find the Lord, and the Holy Spirit will, you know, give them the faith, because we as parents, we can stand in that gap for our kids and we can pray for them. And our God knows our heart. He has given us these children, every single one of them, even those frustrating ones that we have, to perfect us in our lives. And I truly believe that. I truly believe that each one of my children has been an extreme blessing in my life, and there have been struggles and there have been hardships, and through it all, the Lord has remained faithful. So I just pray for all of your families today, and as you listen to this, that you are able to articulate your faith to your children, that your children are able to articulate what they believe to you, and that you can build a strong kingdom here on earth for the heavenly kingdom that we all seek. And I just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.